Now, wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
There was a famous monk in America. His name was Thomas Merton. He lived in a fairly strict and silent Trappist monastery in Kentucky from about 1943 to somewhere in the 1960s. He came from a rich and varied background, though it was fairly materially poor at the outset. His father was an artist from New Zealand, his mother was an artist from America, and he spent most of his early years in France with them. That was all disrupted when his mother died of cancer and the family was split. Eventually, Thomas went back to France with his father and thence to school in England, while his younger brother stayed with his maternal grandparents in America. While still a teenager, his father died of a brain tumour, and Thomas well and truly embarked on his life of search, sometimes with disastrous results. The poem Hound of Heaven by Francis Thompson well and truly fitted Thomas Merton. It goes something like, I fled him down the nights and down the days, I fled him down the labyrinthine ways of my own mind, and in despair I hid from him. However, God did catch up with him, and Thomas knew conversion. Eventually, he joined the Gethsemane Monastery in Kentucky. Now, it was several years before he was able to venture outside the monastery. A medical appointment took him to the city of Louisville, not far away. He found himself standing at the corner of 4th and Walnut Street, looking at all the people rushing about. Remember, he hadn't seen people en masse like this for some time. A moment of grace swept over him. It was almost with fresh eyes that he saw all those people, and his heart was moved. I felt suddenly overwhelmed, he recorded in his journal, with the realization that I loved these people, that they were mine and I was theirs. They could not be alien to me. We could not be alien to one another. We could never be total strangers. It so affected him, he went on to say, there is no way of telling people that they are walking around shining like the sun. How was it that Thomas could see that? It was simple. He'd spent time in prayer. He'd begun to see things with the eyes of God. You and I are walking around shining like the sun too. And we'll see it in ourselves and in others directly to the degree that we're people who pray, who are in touch with God. Next time you're in a shopping mall, stand back and look at the people rushing about. Pay attention to their faces. Look at the picture of their lives shown in the way they dress and carry themselves. Take more than a minute to do this and do it consciously with God. It may just happen that you too will see them shining like the sun.